Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Well, it's that time of year again, the summer. Well, it's not officially over, but pretty close to being over. When Theater by the Sea stops running shows, it's kind of the end of the summer.
Well, Mike, I have to say something. You say that term twice a year to me, and I prefer the earlier when you said it's that time of year again when Theater by the Sea is kicking up their season. We're at the sad part. We just finished our
season.
Well,
we're going to look at the positive part. Bill Haney is here, the owner and producer and director and chief bottle washer of Theater by the Sea, and another unbelievable, amazing season, sellouts, world records.
I sound like a broken record, but we topped again last year. Every year, knock on wood, right here, we topped the year before, but this year we really did it by a lot. And we're not sure, by the way. I know one thing, the shows were terrific, and if you saw any, you know.
Yeah,
but we also put that thing in called air conditioning. So.
Yeah, it was that system was great. Now, it didn't happen to be necessary the night I was there, but or the nights I was there, but occasionally I'm sure it came in very handy.
It actually did. It's so funny because we had more complaints. I never used to get complaints because they knew it was a hot place, you know.
Right.
They wouldn't complain about being hot. This year we get complaints like, it's too cold in there. It's too cold in there. And I said, I spent $80,000 and I can't please anybody, you know.
Well, this last season started off with the Buddy Holly story, and that was a lot of fun, a lot of great music, great acting, and broke a record for the first show of the season.
It broke the Rat Pack record, which is hard to do.
Right, and then followed up by the amazing West Side Story, and then The Wizard of Oz, and Sister Act, which just ended last week. And that talk about a record breaker.
Unbelievable. I wish I had more chairs or another week.
Yeah.
It was just one of those one, if not the, it's hard to say this, but it's definitely one of the best shows I've ever done at this theater, and the people who had it before me said one of the best shows ever done at that theater. That is a lot.
It's just amazing, not only music, the live orchestra that's always there, the live
musicians.
They
sounded great this year again. They were just, there's only seven down there.
Right, well.
That's not a lot.
I think you've had sometimes a couple less, because sometimes
we've
couple
had a couple
more.
Actually, with Buddy Holly, we had them on stage, if you remember, and they sounded terrific.
On stage, they up there, and had to be part of the act.
Yeah,
so
that's tough, finding people who could sing, not dance, a little dancing, sing, act, and play an instrument and look like the people they're supposed to look like, you know?
There you go. Now, that was what happened. That was last year or last season. But now we want to look at the positive side, as Bill says, and talk about the new season coming up. And it's going to start off with a show that I'm not real familiar with, but it looks like a lot of fun, called Beehive.
Beehive has a lot of great music, which you're going to play in a second. A lot of 60s stuff. I chose the show because it kind of fits the way we do things at Theater by the Sea. That we still try to do smaller shows. Even this one, I think, is getting down to 12 people in it, when we used to do 3 or 4 people shows, as you remember.
Yeah.
But we've learned that we can now get bigger cast. Buddy Holly, I think, was 16.
Right.
But you know what? The old saying that you do the small shows first because the audience is not there yet. If you remember, Rat Pack proved that wrong. It
Absolutely.
Was a small show, and the audiences were there, and it did terrific. Same thing with the Smokey Joe's after, and this year's Buddy Holly, and hopefully next year's Beehive.
Right. I hope that all works out. And then comes my favorite musical of all time, and a lot of people's favorite, I think. Talk about an old standard, The Music Man. Coming back to Theater by the Sea.
Well, it's funny. You probably remember when it was there, roughly.
I was there.
Exactly. Roughly, would you guess? When was it there?
Like 1990-ish.
So I would not call you a liar on that one. And Mr. Sibelico, as you remember, is directing this one again for us.
Excellent.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
I don't think he'd let me live if I didn't hire him for this. It seems to be his show. But we're excited. I'm doing it in both theaters. And unfortunately, around the same time, so I can't even kind of share my cast. But that's always fun, too, when you get to, like, do just two different versions, a round version with a different cast and a proscenium version here. But that one people have been asking for a while. I've wanted to do it for a while, and it just fit in this year for that kind of a show.
1993 was when I went on the national tour that Sibelico directed.
Wow. And I found out something else, that the people who produced that tour was Kevin McCullen, who produces tons of things on Broadway, including Something Rotten right now, and Jeffrey, I calls the last name, but he's the Hamilton producer. Mm-hmm. They produced that tour.
There you go.
Did you ever get to meet them? I'm curious.
No, I was just one of the little minions that was in the quartet. The interesting thing about that was I was supposedly the only member of the cast that did not have an understudy, because they couldn't find anybody to sing bass in the quartet.
See that?
So there you go. I felt very indispensable. Very important. I didn't get any more money, but I felt indispensable. After Music Man comes Beauty and the Beast. And we'll talk a little bit about that when that comes up. And then the producers. And we're going to do something a little bit different today. Normally, Bill comes in and brings one of the stars of the show with him, or director or choreographer or something. And today it's just Bill and I.
All you got is me.
What a deal. So we have plenty to talk about. But I'm going to actually put pieces of music in as we go along. And what we're going to do now is we'll play a piece of music from the Music Man. We'll probably do two or three of those, and then we'll talk in between them. So that's how this is going to work. Here comes something from Music Man.
Well, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friend. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a billiard player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help me cultivate horse sense and a cool head and a keen eye. Did you ever take and try to give an ironclad leave to yourself from a three-rail billiard shot? But just as I say it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score in a bop-line game, I say that any boo can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth the first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit and listening to some big out-of-town Jasper hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, well, I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away there noontime, supper time, chore time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions pulled or the screen door patched or the beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Yes, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt tail young ones, peeking in the pool hall window after school. You got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now, I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm gonna be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while they're loafing around that hall? They were trying out Bevo, trying out Cubex, trying out TaylorMade's like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense. And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the Armory, libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that'll grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle, animal instinct, masteria. Friends, the idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble!
Oh,
right here in River City. With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We've surely got trouble. Right here in River City. Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Cap'n Billy's whiz-bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation? Words like swell. Aha! And so's your old man. Well, if so, my friends, he got trouble.
Oh, we got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
We surely got trouble.
We surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule.
Our children, children gonna have trouble.
Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 numbered balls is the devil's tool.
Devil's tool.
Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble.
Oh, yes, we got trouble. We got trouble.
With a T.
With a T.
Gotta rhyme it with P.
That rhymes with P.
And it stands for pool.
That stands for pool.
The unmistakable voice of Robert Preston doing You Got Trouble right here in River City.
And we got him to do the show, by the way.
Oh, and we, there we go. That would be pretty amazing. That would
yeah,
be an amazing
be.
Feat. So that's we will continue to play a couple songs now and then from Music Man. But I want to make sure that very, very important this time of year that people understand to buy tickets now. I know it's a little, you know, it's a little bit, sounds a little crazy. It's next summer and it's a long way off, but don't be shut out, right?
There's really two reasons to do this. Number one, well, three, if you're a current subscriber, you want to keep those seats, believe me. If you're a new subscriber or even a current subscriber, we give you the discount. You don't pay the increase in price. And the really the most important, we have not used that very old, we found in the basement, sold out sign as many times in that I can ever remember that Vinny told me, Bill, that sign was up all season long, so yeah. many times. You with only 500 chairs, you literally now will get shut out. We had people, I said this last year, it was true with the Frankenstein, almost crying. Well, people actually did cry last year on the phone. What do you mean I can't get a ticket? What do you mean it's sold out? Not lying. It is the truth. If you don't believe me, call Vinny.
That's right. We're talking about Vinny, who runs the box office.
Yep.
And if you want to call him, you can do so at 401-782-8587.
Or go see him.
Or go see him. Go down to the Theater by the Sea, right down the Tunic.
Yep, the grounds still look great.
The grounds look great. But the other way you can do it, of course, is going by the website, which is theaterbythesea.com. And the interesting thing there is you can see what tickets are available, or you can figure out if you want to buy season tickets what to do. But if you do what I did, because I wasn't available the opening night of Sister Act, and I didn't go, and I waited too long, all of a sudden I saw those little signs when I went to the website that said, sold out.
I know.
And got shut out.
Yeah.
So,
see, that's a real story from a real person, everybody.
A real person. I got shut out, and I was so disappointed because everybody was talking about it. So don't let that happen to you. And now I know a guy. I got a guy here. Now I know a guy. Take care.
Yeah, exactly. But, except I almost had to give my seats up because they said, Bill, we can sell these things. And I said, all right, well, and I said, no.
It's a good thing for you to be here, yeah. For you to see it. You know, we talked a little bit about some of the upcoming shows, and we certainly want to play some music. I want to make sure we stress that the season tickets and buying tickets and... Oh, are there different kind of packages they can get, Bill?
Well, there's always different packages. What night, what section you're sitting in. You know, we do the preview performances. There's a bunch of different ones, and they're more easily explained by our box office people.
Right. There's a situation where if they buy something and a wedding comes up.
Oh,
and
no, those
change
always
them.
Subscribers, they get perks, absolutely, if they refer to perks. They get 10% off at the restaurant, and they can change their seats all the time because who knows what's going to happen next August. Nobody.
Absolutely.
And that's a subscriber perk. There are many of them, but the most important thing with the subscriber is you know you have a seat. Yeah. That is really key to be able to get, you know, and some people actually, subscribers, which we allow them to move around, would not be able to move around on a Sister Act because by the time they went to move around from their whatever their night is,
right,
they were in if they weren't available, they were worse seats than they had, you know.
Right, and you don't want that happening.
No,
to you.
If you'd like to avoid it.
That's right,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Well, let's go to another Music Man song, and during the last break, I told Bill a story that I think I've told on the air before, but it's worth telling one more time. The night I was born, the quartet that was singing on a show with my dad came to the hospital and sang a song to me the night I was born, my mother and I, and they became my honorary godfathers. And that quartet was the Buffalo Bills from Music Man fame. So let's listen
awesome.
To a song that they're doing right now called Sincere.
How can there be any sin in sincere? Where is the good in good? Bye in good. Bye.
apprehensions confuse me, dear. Puzzle and mystify, mystify, tell me what can be fair in farewell, dear. While one single star shines above, how can there be any sin in sin, sin? Aren't we sincerely in love?
Bill, this is a lot of fun reminiscing about Music Man
I
and
bet.
Thinking about things. And we've got a little segue here, a little segue coming up, because in the Broadway musical that became a movie of Music Man, the guy that played Marcellus was Buddy Hackett.
I've heard this.
And Buddy Hackett did a great job. And you have kind of a connection because Buddy had a son named Sandy Hackett.
Sandy, who, as everybody should know, was the Rat Pack people.
Right.
And he's a wonderful guy. And he does, you've seen the show, does an amazing Rat Pack. And obviously I've seen his father in movies. If Sandy's any indication, the apple doesn't fall far, because
right.
Sandy is terrific. He
All
really
right.
is, yeah. Well, and I get a little bit of knowing Buddy through Sandy, you know?
There you go. So this is our little segue. We're going to listen to Shapoopy, sung by Buddy Hackett from the original soundtrack. We'll take a short break, and we'll be back with a lot more of Bill Haney and Theater by the Sea.
Now a woman who kissed on a very first date is usually a hussy. And a woman who kissed on a second time out is anything but fussy. But a woman who waits till the third time around, head in the clouds, feet on the ground, she's the girl he's glad he's found. She's his Shapoopy, 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 Shapoopy.
The girl who's hard to get.
Shapoopy, Shapoopy, Shapoopy.
But you can't win her yet.
Walk her once just to raise the curtain. Walk around twice and you make for certain. Once more in a flower garden, she will never get soft, you beg her pardon. Squeeze her once when she isn't looking. You get a squeeze back, that's fancy cooking. Once more for a pepper upper, she will never get sore and a way to stop
her.
Now little old Sal's no girl as anyone could see. Look at her now, she's a go-gal who only goes for me. Squeeze her once when she isn't looking. Get a squeeze back, that's fancy cooking. Once more for a pepper upper, she will never get sore and a way to stop her. Shapoopy, Shapoopy, Shapoopy.
The girl's hard to get.
Shapoopy, Shapoopy, Shapoopy.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, having a very pleasant evening sitting with Bill Haney, the owner of Theater by the Sea. And we've talked about last year's hit season that had Buddy Holly, West Side Story, The Wizard of Oz, and Sister Act. Great shows that set all kind of records. And now we're on to next year. And the opening show is going to be Beehive. And let me just give you the dates that these are running. Beehive is going to run May 31st to June 18th. And then The Music Man, which we just heard the music from that, is going to run June 21st to July 15th. And then Beauty and the Beast, July 19th to August 12th. We'll talk about that show in this segment. And then the final show of the season next year will be The Producers. And that's going to be August 16th to September 3rd. Bill, one of the things Theater by the Sea is famous for is the fact that it's a beautiful spot.
Yes,
it's just fun to go to.
It really is.
And the gardens and the surroundings, if you will.
Yep.
The fact that there's a restaurant attached to the building.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful restaurant.
And that's always a big hit, and that's under relatively new management, right?
Yeah, second year they've been in, and they're doing a top notch job as far as I'm concerned. I'll eat there every opening night, and this was their Sunday night when we closed Sister Act. I had the dinner cabaret after, which was probably, I said earlier off air, I said that it was probably one of the highlights of my life, seeing that show for the last time, very sad, and then going to the dinner cabaret with the wonderful cast that we had in the show. You can't beat that evening. You can't beat it. Either it's the dinner before, gazebo, cabaret after, show. It's a heck of a night out. People really, and anybody who's been there done it can do the testimonial for me. It's that
absolutely,
much fun.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the most beautiful spot. And
it really is, and I've been to a lot of theaters.
Very relaxing. You know? you've been to a lot of theaters. You own a lot of theaters.
Yeah, that's true.
We all go there. But it is a beautiful spot, and it's the kind of place where it's just, it becomes a tradition. I know a lot of families that just, that's what they do. It's summertime. Four times
it?
A year,
how
they're going to go
it?
To see
all our
shows
are PG-13 at best, you know?
Yeah.
You can bring anybody you want to them. There are shows that geared right. We always had the family slot, slot three. We had the more fun show. Not fun show, but more a little bit more, I guess this would be the PG-13 kind of, the one at the end, which is
right.
Always things like, Sister Act is pretty clean, actually.
Yeah, actually.
But
yeah.
Producers has got some fun stuff for the adults, but a kid could see The Producers without a problem.
Sure,
But it's kind of in the track I do, and it works. So if it works, don't fix it.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we mentioned that we've already listened to music from Music Man, and now let's get to Beauty and the Beast, and probably the song that everybody knows from Beauty and the Beast, called, you guessed it, Beauty and the Beast.
Tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Off to the cupboard with you now, Chip. It's past your bedtime. Good night, love.
The main song from Beauty and the Beast, Academy Award winner, 1991, I think.
Wow, it goes back a few years.
Yeah, so there you go. Now, it's a great show, and I suppose you're going to have more than three or four people in it.
I got to tell you something. I have been wanting to do this show a long time, and this seems to be the year to do it. I'm doing it in both theaters. Again, unfortunately, at the same time, so I can't even. They did this at North Shores many years ago before I got it, but they built the entire costume collection for this show, which is pretty elaborate. Some of the main set pieces,
yeah,
fabulous stuff. Probably cost them $300,000-$400,000, no exaggeration, what I've been told. Yeah, oh no lie, it's been sitting in my warehouse since I took it over, and there since then. But my point to this is, I can't use them again when I do it at Theater by the Sea because they collide at the same time. So I have to go out and rent costumes for Theater by the Sea, which just means it costs us a fortune, you know?
When you say collide at the same time, what do you mean?
Wait, we're virtually running on top of each other.
Oh, okay.
It's in the second slot over there, which kind of, you know, is in the same sort of time. If you lap over one rehearsal week, you can't use the same cast,
well,
you know?
Well, see, now you need a new business advisor. I would have said change the dates.
You don't think everybody said to me, can't you just flip them? I said, no, because I'm very rigid in the way I think sometimes. I said, my family slot at North Shore is in the second show. Here at Theater by the Sea, it's the third show. And there are many reasons for it. It just fits well over there at North Shore here. Yeah. The kids are all out of school at that point, and it just works as a four-week track here. And it cost me a lot of money by being that rigid, you know? Because if I had flipped both Music Man and Beauty and the Beast, I could have done them both both of the shows could have been in both places, but because they didn't, they can't be at all sharing.
All right, let's yeah. let's try to save Bill some money. Everybody call and convince him.
To move them around.
Exactly. And, that's an amazing story.
It actually is true. Believe me, they have tried, and I said, nope.
Okay. Well, you know, a man that sticks to his guns.
Exactly, right or wrong.
All right, we have one more song. We're going to play a portion of Be Our Guest from Beauty and the Beast. Then we'll take a break and be back with more of Bill.
Oh, cher mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you here tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner. Be our guest. Be our guest. Put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Jerry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot or dry, we only live to serve. Try the grey stuff.
Oh, it's delicious.
Don't believe me? Ask the dishes. They can sing, they can dance. After all, miss, this is France, and the dinner here is never second best. Go on and fill your menu, take a glass, and then you'll be our guest. We are guest, be our guest. Beef ragout, cheese soufflé, pie and pudding en flambé. We'll prepare and serve with flair a culinary cabaret. You're alone and you're scared, but the banquet's all prepared. No one's gloomy or complaining while the flatter's entertaining. Oh, I do tricks with my fellow candlesticks.
And it's all in perfect taste that you can bet. Come on and lift your glass, you won your own free pass. We'll be our guest.
If you're stressed, it's fun dining, we suggest.
Be our guest, be our guest, be our guest. Needing so much more than dusting, needing exercise, a chance to use our skin. Most days we just lay around the castle,
flabby, fat, and lazy. You walked in it, oops-a-daisy.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Bill Haney, the owner of Theater by the Sea, talking about the big, exciting new season coming up next year. We're trying to stress to everybody to get their season tickets early. And you can do that by calling the phone number. Call Vinny at 401-782-8587. Or go down to see him in person. How long is he going to be there, Bill? Another couple weeks?
Oh, after we go through late fall.
Late fall,
oh,
with,
yeah,
with people being there.
Absolutely.
And he's lonely, so go visit
him. He's sitting there with nobody to talk to.
Bring him a sandwich. Bring Vinny a sandwich.
Exactly.
Or bring him a drink.
Bring him a soda, yeah.
He'll give you better seats. That's what will happen.
Really, right? Will.
And if you can't get down there, you can also go to the website, which is theaterbythesea.com. Pretty simple to remember, theaterbythesea.com. And Bill, we've talked about Beehive, the opening show, then yeah, the Music Man, and we just finished with Beauty and the Beast, and now it's on to that fourth slot, Mel Brooks, the producer.
And this show, if you remember, and I know you do, we did in the fourth slot my first full season, I think 9 or 10 years ago, and I will tell you, it was at, I don't know if you saw that one, but
yes,
it was,
I did,
absolutely,
yeah,
over the top.
Yeah.
I got to pick a cast in New York that we were just the luckiest people in the world to get a phenomenal cast. I will be doing it again because I loved it so much with a brand new cast. And I don't know who it is yet because we don't do that till February. but I am excited. This is one of my favorite. I saw it on Broadway with Matthew and Nathan back when. Loved our 4-week sold out run. Pretty much that was the record breaking show of the year. That record was not broken until we did it, I think, a couple of seasons ago with something, My Fair Lady or something, one of those shows.
Yeah, I think it was
It took that long to break that record.
Wow.
It was absolutely over the top, and we expect it, and hopefully we'll do it again.
Well, I hope so. It'll be great. And, you know, we talked about the fact that I missed Sister Act, and up until this season, I have seen every show since you took the theater
really?
Over 10 years ago,
oh,
whatever
wow.
it was.
You missed, missed two, though, you said.
I missed Wizard of Oz and Sister Act this year.
Well, we've got to stop that. That's going to stop.
So no more skipping.
Buy that subscription.
There you go. And all right, let's get to a producer's song. And it's called I Want to Be a Producer.
It's my theme song.
I'm unhappy. Unhappy, very, 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 very unhappy.
Oh, our debits all the morning, and our credits all the evening, until them ledgers be right.
Until them ledgers be right.
I spend my life accounting with figures and such.
Unhappy.
To what is my life amounting? It figures not much.
Unhappy.
I have a secret desire hiding deep in my soul. It sets my heart afire to see me in this role. I wanna be a producer with a hit show on Broadway. I wanna be a producer, lunch at Sardi's every day. I wanna be a producer, sport a top hat and a cane. I wanna be a producer and drive those chorus girls insane. Producer, and say you, not you. I wanna be a producer, wear a tux on opening nights. I wanna be a producer, and see my name Leo Bloom in lights.
Sell it, girls.
Of a great big Broadway smash.
Don't forget the balcony.
He wants to be a producer. Every pocket stuffed with cash. He wants to be a producer. Pinch our cheeks till we cry. Ouch!
Eek-oo!
Oh, yes!
He wants to be a producer.
Champagne until I puke.
Drink champagne till he puke.
I wanna be a producer. Show the world just what I got. I'm gonna put on shows that will enthrall 'em. producer. Cause it's everything. I'm not
unhappy, unhappy, so unhappy. Very, 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 very sad.
I wanna be a producer.
Hold everything. What am I doing here? Mr. Bialystok was right. There is a lot more to me than there is to me. Stop the world. I want to get on.
Move! Where do you think you're going?
Mr. Marx, I've got news for you. I quit! Here's my visor, my Dixon Ticonderoga number 2 pencil, and my big finish.
I'm gonna be a producer. Sound the horn and beat the drum. I'm gonna be a producer. Look out, Broadway, here I come.
Great show, The Producers. Can't wait. That's another one of my favorites. And I say that about a lot of shows, but it seems you have them all.
I try.
You know, we talked off air about the fact that, you know, buying the sets and getting things straightened out and everything is such an expense, a huge expense. I don't think people understand, you know, that you construct a lot of stuff right on the site.
Everything you see on that stage was built by us, with the exception of the sometimes rented costumes. And we, this last year, for this year's shows, built them all at my other theater because we're off. There's nothing going on there January, February, March, and April. So we had the entire team there stay over, and they built 4, in my opinion, and you've seen a couple of them, fabulous sets.
Absolutely great.
All, everything from wood and nails, and it doesn't come from anywhere. We made it. And my problem is I can't throw them away, so now I store all these sets. It's crazy.
You store them?
Yeah, I'm a hoarder in the biggest proportion of being, yeah.
Where do you store them?
We have a warehouse, which is literally locally busting at the seams. I now have to go back, and I might have to finally get rid of Annie, Katz, and maybe Lacage to make room for this year's shows. Why wow. I do this, I have no idea.
All right. Well, I guess you just want to save things.
Yeah.
Well, we have one more song to listen to from The Producers, and it's called When You Got It, Flaunt It. And again, this is Nathan Lane and Matthew Broderick and Katie Huffman. And Bill, you may not know this, but in my office, I have a picture of myself and Katie.
Well, she was in Hello, Dolly.
That's right.
Is that where you get it from?
That's right.
Cool.
And,
yeah.
So she
won the Tony for that.
Yes. No, she won. She won her Tony for this.
That's what I meant, for this.
Oh,
for,
yeah.
Producers,
for,
yeah.
For the producers.
Yeah, no, I don't think she won the Tony for Theater by the Seas production
of it. No,
for producers as Ula.
As the blonde bombshell Ula. And some of you in the audience might remember, if you're HBO fans and you remember the show Curb Your Enthusiasm, she also was a reoccurring part in that, where she played someone that Larry David ended up having her as an anniversary present. He got to spend the night with her.
I wish I saw that show.
Oh,
I love that.
Great.
I love him. I'm going to watch that show.
So that's Katie Huffman. She's also gone on to be a judge on the Food Network on a couple shows there. So
I've seen her in a few Broadway shows since then, probably 3.
Matter of fact,
one
busy.
With Nathan, I think. Yeah, one with Nathan Lane called The Nance, I think it was.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
Wonderful gal.
Maybe we'll get Katie to come
there
back.
There you go.
That would be great, huh?
That would be
a lot of fun. Anyway, Bill, I want to thank you for coming in. It's been another great year. Looking forward to next.
Thank you. Fun as always doing this show.
It's such a great time. And all the people you've brought to introduce to our audience, I get calls and emails all the time from people that say how much they enjoy it, and they enjoy listening to these people. Everybody
that we've had
from Sandy Hackett to...
Oh, my God, yeah. Our directors have been, our actors have been, and actors,
Absolutely. We've had some interesting people. We had from My Fair Lady.
Oh, did Charlie come in?
Charles Shaughnessy was here, and so lots of great things.
That's awesome.
We'll try to keep that going next year, and we'll have some surprises along the way, I'm sure. Right now, we'll go out with that song, When You Got It, Flaunt It. And Bill, thanks.
You're welcome.
All right, here we go.
When you got it, flunked it, step right up and strut your stoof. People tell you modesty's a virtue, but in the theater modesty can hurt you. When you got it, flunked it, show your assets, let them know you're proud. Your goodies you must push, stick your chest and shake your tush. When you got it, shout it out loud. Now Ulla dance. Show it. Put your hidden treasures on display. Violinists love to play an E string, but audiences really love a G string. When you got it, shout it. Let's the whole world hear what you're about. Oh, clothes may make a man. All a girl needs is a tan. When you got it, let it hang out. Remember when Ulla danced?
Yeah.
Ulla dance again! Oh! 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 A little girl in Sweden, my thoughtful mother gave me this advice. If nature blesses you from top to bottom, show that top to bottom, don't think twice. Now Ulla belt.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.